From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Authorities in northeastern Pakistan say a suicide bombing attack on a court complex has killed at least 12 people, wounded about 50 others. Bombing occurred hours after Pakistani troops killed four suicide bombers before they could detonate their devices in a Christian neighborhood in the provincial capital of Peshawar. That attack prompted authorities to step up security around churches in the province and elsewhere in Pakistan. Opponents of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro marched through the streets of Caracas, demanding a recall referendum against the president. Venezuelans say they are growing tired of triple-digit inflation and food shortages. Mr. Maduro had threatened to imprison opposition leaders if violence broke out among protesters, but the marches remained peaceful. Brazil's ousted president, Dilma Rousseff, has filed an appeal with the country's Supreme Court to challenge the Senate's decision to remove her from office for breaking budgetary rules. The appeal demands the immediate suspension of the effects of the Senate decision. Appeal accuses opposition lawyers of violating Rousseff's right to due process. If the court grants the injunction, the Senate trial will be repeated. With Rousseff's ouster, the long run of the Workers' Party in power comes to an end. Gabon's interior minister says more than 1,000 people have been arrested since the capital erupted in violence after officials announced the re-election of President Ali Bongo. Opposition leader Jean Ping is disputing the official election results. This is VOA News. United States has announced additional sanctions aimed at Russia over its continuing support for Ukraine's rebels and the 2014 annexation of Crimea. U.S. Department of Treasury has designated 37 new individuals and companies operating in Crimea and Ukraine for the sanctions blacklist. Russian officials have said in the past that sanctions levied over its actions in Ukraine have undermined efforts to resolve the conflict. Turning now to U.S. politics, where Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump left little doubt about his stand on illegal immigration during a speech in the state of Arizona. That story from VOA's Jim Malone.
For Donald Trump, a renewed, aggressive focus on his key issue of stopping illegal immigration at a time when some Republicans were looking for a softer tone.
For those here illegally today, who are seeking legal status, they will have one route and one route only: to return home and apply for re-entry like everybody else.
Trump unveiled a 10-point immigration plan aimed at stopping illegal entry and deporting criminal elements. He repeated his vow that Mexico will pay for a new wall along the southern border. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton continued to hammer away at Trump's temperament and warn voters about Trump's efforts to moderate his image. Clinton continues to lead Trump in the national and key state polls ahead of the November 8th election. An unmanned SpaceX rocket exploded on its launch pad in the U.S. state of Florida. U.S. Space Agency said SpaceX was testing the rocket when a series of blasts rocked the site. No one was injured, but the rocket and a satellite on board were destroyed. That satellite was intended to beam high-speed internet signals to Africa from Facebook. Hurricane Hermine has made landfall today along the U.S. state of Florida's northern Gulf Coast. Hermine could damp up to 51 centimeters of rain in some parts of the state. Rick Scott is Florida's governor.
We're going to have storm surge, wind, rain. We're going to have flooding. All of this together and parts of it by itself are life-threatening. We have significant risk for tornadoes in central and north Florida.
Scott declared a state of emergency in 51 of Florida's counties. Stay up to date on what's happening in the news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.